John chapter 13. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come for him to move out of this world to the Father, after he had loved his own who were in the world. He loved them to the end. And when supper had taken place, and the devil had already laid it on the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had committed everything to his responsibility, and that he had come out from God, and that he was going to God, got up from the supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a linen cloth, and girded himself. Then he put water in the basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the linen cloth with which he was girded. Then he went to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied and said to him, "You do not now know what I am doing, but you will know afterwards." Peter said to him, "Don't ever wash my feet at all." Jesus replied to him, "If I don't wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, wash not just my feet, but also my hands and head." Jesus said to him, "He who has washed himself does not need anything other than to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who was going to betray him. That is why he said, "You are not all clean." Then, when he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, he reclined again and said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me the teacher, and the Lord, and you say so correctly, for so I am. So if I, the Lord, and the teacher, have washed your feet, then you ought to wash each other's feet. For I have given you an example, so that as I have acted for you, so you should act. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than him who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I do not speak of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But let the scripture be fulfilled. He who partakes of bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. From now on, I will tell you before a thing takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe that I am. Truly, truly, I say to you, if I send someone, he who receives him receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me." When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit, and he testified and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, that one of you will betray me." Then the disciples looked at each other, at a loss as to whom he was speaking about. And one of his disciples, he whom Jesus loved, was reclining in the bosom of Jesus' robe. Then Simon Peter made a sign to him, to inquire as to who it might be about whom he spoke. Then he just sank onto Jesus' chest and said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of food when I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the incident of the morsel of food, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you are doing, do quickly." But no one among those reclining knew to what intent he said this to him, for some thought, since Judas had the money bag, that Jesus said to him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. Then he took the morsel of food and went out straight away. It was, by the way, night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will immediately glorify him. Little children, I will be with you for just a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot go. So I also say to you now, I give you a new commandment, to love each other, that you also love each other as I have loved you. By this all will know that you are my disciples, by whether you have love among each other." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied to him, "Where I am going, you cannot now follow me, but later you will follow me." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus replied to him, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the cock will certainly not crow until you have denied me 3 times.